Well, this brings us to the conclusion of this series of Creating Loving Ecosystems. Obviously, this series of videos are just an introduction to the subject. We could talk for many hours about the different techniques that are involved, and the God's Way of Love Learning Center projects are going to begin focusing on using many of these techniques in the environment, construction, and development teams. But remember that this is all about loving all parts of the system. And it's very important that for us to understand how to create loving ecosystems, we need to have a true feeling of love to all parts of the system. So the key points that we've covered in this series of videos include bringing love for all elements into the system through our actions and by changing our own belief systems and our own intentions. In other words, by changing our own soul condition. We need to understand how the human condition, the beliefs, emotions, demands, addictions inside of each human dominate the interconnectivity between the systems and their effectiveness. We need to understand that everything needs food, water, and shelter in order to survive. Every living organism needs these three elements for survival. We also need to grasp that every living organism has inbuilt intelligence that God has given it, instinctual intelligence, that can be utilized to recover and maintain the system, or if we are out of harmony with the system, it will be utilized in order to correct our lack of harmony with the system. Once we understand that each living organism has this inbuilt intelligence, we can work with the intelligence and also see the feedback systems that it provides when we work against the intelligence that is in the system. We also need to come to understand and focus on supporting, firstly, the key recovery organisms in the system. It is no good divining a system that does not have as an element these key recovery organisms contained within the system. Now, once we have understood these key points, we can begin to develop and experiment with techniques that suit the environment we live in, the climate we have, the location, the elevation and topography of the land that we are living on. And each one of these things, obviously, will require different things to support the living systems that are going to create recovery. So hopefully in these series of videos, you've learnt the very basic techniques that we'll be experimenting with in great more detail in practice with regard to the God's Way of Love organisation and how to create loving ecosystems. We hope that you've enjoyed the series of videos, and we look forward to seeing you on the ground at some point in the future, engaging each one of these points in the development of systems that we are experimenting with.